This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Normally, we would have started the show with them, but things shifted around a little bit. That's cool, because joining us again from ArborlistQuarrel.com are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrilli, prior to Stephen going to Europe for, I don't know, a month or what. That's why you always have to be in physical therapy, Stephen, because you're constantly carrying suitcases and knocking those shoulders loose.
No, somebody's got to go to Europe and study the gun laws of Europe and report back to you guys. So I unfortunately have to do it because, you know, Roger's got responsibilities at home. Roger's doing one of the most important things in the world, taking care of his mom, which today is something, you know, I don't need to say it, but anybody listening who has a child that will take care of them, you're very fortunate. And, Bill, you can't leave either because you have an important radio show. So, you know, I'm dispensable. But we are going to have another great program tonight, as we always do. And with your permission and Roger's permission, I'd like to have a little introduction into what I actually know everyone listening tonight wants, and it is their top priority. And I know that because of when I go to the NRA conventions, when I talk to gun owners here in New York City, when I go to the gun range and I talk to people coming in for the first time, as well as guys that are shooting and women are coming in, and more women are coming in and bringing their families in. Everyone wants to be able to carry a gun if they choose. And if they are able to carry a gun in their state, they want to carry it in all states and now even U.S. territory. So if I may, talk for a minute or two, and then we'll give a little airtime for you and Roger. Does that sound good?
I have some context for you on what you're about to speak about, too.
Well, then, this is your show, so I'm going to listen.
Okay. are we going to talk about Ryan?
I think we're going to lead into our House Speaker, yes, Paul Ryan, so please do, and we'll probably even touch base on Mitch McConnell, our Senate Majority Leader, which we can refer to as the Republican Party leadership. So please do, Bill, or lack of leadership, but please do. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we're talking about the Massey thing, when Massey was talking to Ryan and Ryan said the timing was not right for that, that was for Massey's bill.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with H.R. 38. And Representative Massey, by the way, is not a co-sponsor of H.R. 38. Did you know that?
No. Okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. You know what? What's good to know is a lot more that we all need to know. And I think that is my main point. That is what I would like all of your listeners, including us, because, teachers, when they teach whatever level, pre-K, grammar school, high school, college, it doesn't matter. If they can't follow their own teachings, then they're not going to be good teachers. And we at the Arbalist Group, pride ourselves on reporting facts. And, yes, we do have our own opinions, and we're strong about them. We're not shying away from that. We're proud of that as well. But we're not going to disseminate any fake news or try and be misconceiving. All right, so part of that is to get to the facts. And sometimes when you have a question, the best way to do it is to, and in this case, it's to call that congressional number, that 202-225-3121. It almost rhymes. I'm almost getting it memorized. And find out. So did Paul Ryan actually say what a lot of people are saying, a lot of published articles that I've read, not only on Amoland, YouTube. In fact, you know what I did today? I Googled, did Congressman Paul Ryan say timing isn't right for national handgun carry reciprocity? I Googled it as a question, because I am not going to say he said something that I'm not sure he said, but everyone's talking about it. And guess what comes up on Google? Oh, it's a top story on the first page.
But is it the Massey interview on Armed American Radio?
Well, it basically is talking about him saying that. Now, again, what I would like to do, and what I was going to lead up to, but that's okay. We could.
I'll tell you one thing about Ryan that doesn't help his case. Okay.
Right.
Because
right. You know,
I have tried to
call. Listening should call 202-225-3121 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And ask for them to connect you to Paul Ryan, Congressman Paul Ryan, and ask whoever answers the phone, did he say that? And if he did, why did he say it? And if he didn't, okay, what is he doing about Roger? What are they at? There are 13 bills right now in Congress that are sitting there doing nothing, absolutely nothing, sponsored by congressmen and senators for national carry reciprocity in some form. And we don't know if these are good bills or not, because as we discussed the Chris Collins bill, we commended him for sponsoring it and taking the lead, but it's a lousy bill. And Roger's going to write an example of what a good bill should look like and what a good bill can get passed and should get passed. But the question I go back to is, if you call up the 202-225-3121 number tomorrow, and hundreds, thousands, millions of your listeners call and ask for the congressman's office to answer that simple question, what is your position on national carry? Is the timing right, congressman, or not?
Well, the biggest problem we're going to run into, because I tried to do that today. I tried to call Ryan's office today.
Yeah.
And no matter which one of his, I think he's either got four or five offices, all you can, in their menu, you can either leave a message or you can get, he has five or six pre-recorded messages on various things. And that's it. There is no option to speak to a staffer. There is no option to speak to a communications director, in my case, because I was seeking the answer to that.
Well,
and that's where I say
what McConnell. This is interesting information, Bill. You see what we're talking about now, and with everyone that's listening, what this should be doing is getting them as angry as I'm starting to get right now.
Yeah,
because this guy is getting paid by our tax dollars, and I was going to start my conversation that we believe in term limits, and we believe that it's dangerous to have career politicians, and we believe it's as dangerous whether they're Republican or Democrats. And you know what? Paul Ryan is a career politician.
Yep.
And if he's not going to do the job, it's even worse. So, you know what? If we can't get through to him on the phone, we have to go the next step. You can't just give up. Because I believe that the timing is right, and I believe that, well, in the Yamoland article that was on last week, and the whole week it was on this whole issue, is a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. Justice denied, or justice delayed, is justice denied. Well, if anyone, any law-abiding citizen of the United States who needed a gun and could not have one because they
Hang on right there. Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Back with this discussion. More of it when we get back. Reciprocity still front and center. Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guests this hour are Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. I want to ask a question of you guys simply because of what it's beginning to look at to me with all of this stuff that is concerning us, that these guys seem, in my most kindest term, terminally apathetic towards moving the chains on anything. Who are they listening to? Are they listening to all of these Never Trumpers? Are they listening to the Bill Kristols and the Goldbergs and the Kevin Williamsons and all of these other guys that are primarily, you know, these cocktail party conservatives?
Bill, let me respond to that, but then, Roger, let me let you have adequate time. I have a real strong feeling and answer to that. I want to do it in the reverse. Instead of who they're listening to, who they're not listening to. And they're not listening to everyone that's, I shouldn't say everyone, never say every, ever, no way, always, but they're not listening to too many of your listeners right now. Okay, and the reason why they're not listening is because they're not calling, and they're not complaining. Like you just said, you called four times, you couldn't get through. You know what? Tomorrow, you call the operator, and you say, I want to file a complaint, and I want you to make sure you get this complaint to the right people or persons or agency or even to the President of the United States, because it's unacceptable that I have called four times to speak to a representative that my taxpayers is paying for, happens to be Paul Ryan in this case, and I cannot get through. This is unacceptable. What else is unacceptable is that we don't have national carrier reciprocity at this time with a president like Donald Trump who's waiting to sign the bill. And we have 13 bills. Roger, am I correct? There are 13 bills. What do you think?
Well,
am I wrong?
Well, according to my research, Stephen, yes, there are, I would say, at least 13 essentially equivalent bills dealing with this national handgun carry reciprocity. Going back to 2011, there was a couple introduced then in 2011, another couple in 2012, a few more in 2013, 2015.
Were they all introduced by Republicans? Any Democrats?
From what I can see, they were all introduced by Republicans.
Okay, so the blame has to be with the Republican leadership. If they're all Republican bills, then what is McConnell and Paul Ryan, and at that time it was Boehner, what are they doing for us?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the mechanisms in place for moving a bill forward. A bill, first of all, has to be promulgated by someone. It'll be drafted, if not by the legislator himself, and probably not him, but by his staff or perhaps someone even on the outside. And then, quite literally, in the House, they'll drop the bill into a box they call the hopper. In the Senate, it's a little bit different. That'll be picked up by the Speaker, in this case, Paul Ryan, and he will submit that bill to the appropriate, what he believes the appropriate committees that would have jurisdiction over that. Generally, when you're dealing with firearms, possible firearms legislation, you're going to be talking about the Department of Homeland Security and the Judiciary Committee. And there they sit, unless there is going to be a hearing. And then it's up to the chair of the committee to have a hearing and to move that along. They will also ask often for a public comment. In this case, generally, they get stalled in the committee, at least in a few instances. Apparently, there was at least a preliminary hearing, and then the bill failed. And that was true, at least in two or three instances. But as far as all these others,
I'm not a gambling man, but I would bet that the average person listening right now to this program doesn't give a hoot about the mechanisms. Okay? We know that if these politicians want to move a bill, they'll find a way to move it. And in my opinion, the only way they are motivated is if you threaten not to vote for them. That's it. And that means that we have to be that squeaky wheel, all right, instead of giving it the oil, all right, let's keep it squeaky and let's keep on calling and calling and calling and emailing and writing and getting everybody to make us known that you're not going to get our vote. You're going to be voted out of office.
because we can no longer tolerate not having national carry reciprocity.
There's a presumption there, and actually Phil asked the question. There's a presumption that basically it's laziness on the part of the committee to get moving on the bills. Obviously, they move ahead with certain things when they want to. For example, on this latest that failed, the Graham-Cassidy health initiative, and they, instead of spinning their wheels on that, obviously they really, really, really wanted to get that thing passed. They could have been moving on the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity, which I would tend to think that every single Republican would have been, certainly would have gotten on board. They wouldn't have had the problem with Collins or certainly not with Cruz or Rand Paul on this. I'm sure they would get behind these bills. So you have to ask yourself. It's got to be the committee chairs, and it has to be the leadership. And so I don't think it really is just laziness. I think there's something else going on. And what we have to do is get behind that. What is really behind the reluctance, the reticence on the part of the Republicans to move ahead with these bills? And if we find that, in fact, they are the leadership is actually opposed to these bills, then yes, then we have a very, very serious situation on our hands. We're dealing with centrists that simply are not simply interested in the status quo, but they are dead set against strengthening the Second Amendment. And that's a serious point. Now, that would be a matter for hearing, too. They don't want a debate. My feeling is that the Republican leadership is as opposed to these bills as the Democrats. And if you feel that, if some of your listeners feel that I'm going a little bit overboard on that.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on. We're coming up on the break. I want to ask, I've got a couple of questions about that when we get back.
All right, but sure.
I have to agree with that, but I've got a couple of questions in that direction. When we get back, talking to Arbeliss Quarrel about the inaction of a Congress that has it all, can do whatever they want, and isn't. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Lock and Load. We're going to call this conversation the blood pressure spike because I think everybody's blood pressure is spiking over this as we come to this slow realization of what isn't happening in Congress. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. Now, Roger, if we were to find out that this was just because of a lack of motivation or a lack of just wanting to maintain the status quo, whatever that is, that's my biggest question is, what is the status quo? Nothing. This is not going to be something we're going to be able to fix peacefully immediately. We're going to have to do a lot of Eric cantering, aren't we, in these elections coming up, and we're going to have to change a few things, aren't we?
I think you're absolutely correct. Look, we can't go into the heads of these guys and look at their motivations. We can only make inferences predicated on their actions or inaction. In this case, we see their inaction. And Stephen and many other individuals, and rightfully so, more or less give them the benefit of the doubt only insofar as they assume that it's basic laziness on the part of the leaders of the Republican Party in both houses and various congressmen, Republicans, not to move these things along. But again, there may be much more going on, and if there is anything to Paul Ryan's comment that the time isn't right, just when we consider that there were 13 bills on essentially the same thing, obviously certain congressmen felt that this issue was important enough
to raise this matter over and over and over and over again.
Well, let me ask you a question about that. How many of those happened during the Obama administration? If you don't know, I mean, the only reason I'm asking that is because, you know, they repealed Obamacare 7 or 8 times because they knew he was going to veto it.
The vast majority of Obama, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2015. There's only a couple of bills now. Apparently, there was nothing in 2016. Of course, that was an election year.
Right.
But and everyone was involved in other things. But once we got Trump into the White House, we see Senate Bill 446 and House Bill 38. So
now is 446 Cornyn's bill? Is that the Senate companion bill?
I'm not sure. I don't have. That may very well be.
How many bills for any sort of reciprocity? Since now H.R. 38 is sitting there in the House, what is irritating me about these people like Massey, for example, is how many bills have come out for some sort of reciprocity or carve out, if you will, since Alexandria? Because H.R. 38 precedes Alexandria. That was out there as a sort of a work in motion. And Alexandria, for example, we don't have the Hearing Protection Act yet because the Alexandria shooting happened. Because HPA was supposed to have been looked at and voted on prior to that, and then everything got put on hold when Scalise was shot. So how many of these bills that are currently up there are post-Alexandria, do you know?
Well, I can tell you that H.R. 3576, a.k.a. SAGA, which is the Second Amendment Guarantee Act, that's the most recent that I think we have, Roger, right? That's Chris Collins, the congressman Republican from New York that we've been writing about. We initially commended him for taking the first step, but we found so many holes and cracks in the bill that you're in the process of rewriting it in total and suggesting what the bill should look like. I think that's the answer to your question, Bill. It's called H.R. 3576. And interestingly, I have a copy of the America's First Freedom, the NRA magazine, this issue, October 2017, on page 22, NRA AF, first things first, right on the top of the page, it says why we need the Second Amendment Guarantee Act. Let me quote this briefly. NRA's, quote, NRA's Institute for Legislative Action recently explained the importance of the Second Amendment Guarantee Act. And then it goes on, and it says at the bottom, and this is a quote from ILA, this is from the NRA itself. The NRA thanks Republican Representative Chris Collins from New York for leading this important effort and urges his colleagues to co-sponsor and support this staunchly pro-gun legislation. Wow. So here we have the NRA endorsing this. Roger and I are poking holes into this legislation, but this goes even back to what you were saying just a little while ago. You made four phone calls into this 202-225-3121 congressional phone number to talk to Paul Ryan, and you couldn't get him on the phone or anywhere near him. Well, that's the same experience that I have had calling this Congressman Collins' office to a degree. I got a young lady at both offices. They were very sweet, very professional, very kind. They referred me to one person only, the communications director, another young lady. I have not, to this date, and it's almost a month, gotten a return call. We have forwarded links to all of our articles. We told them that we'd be discussing it on Lock and Load Radio. We gave them an opportunity to go to the Seneca Sporting Range at a pro-gun rally and explain what he's doing with the bill. We have not gotten anywhere. I personally think it's arrogant and totally unacceptable not to be able to get an answer from our elected officials, no matter who they are. As long as they take a paycheck from us taxpayers, it's appalling. So this tells me something, and it smells. It stinks, actually. Something's wrong when you can't pick up the phone, get them on the phone,
and have an intelligent conversation. And I think that's the next step we have to do. Everyone listening tonight has to take a little time out of their busy schedule. If this is important to you, and we know it is, because you want to carry, and you want to carry in your state, and you want to carry nationally, well, you know what? Just like civil rights, just like the right to vote, just like every right that we have to fight for it.
Well, you know, Stephen, what you have to do is the next time you call my college office, ask the receptionist if the congressman would accept $50,000 for his campaign. Do you think it's possible we can get maybe a 15-minute phone conversation with him?
And we'll get him on the radio show. Bill, we'll get him on the radio show in a live conversation, and we'll say, by the way, Congressman, thank you for calling me back. You're now on Lock and Load Radio.
Yeah, we could do that.
Roger, that's a great idea, especially coming from you. I'm very surprised.
Yeah, he's getting out of the box, isn't he? Jason, if we wanted you to do it, would you act as like the aide-de-camp to us and call a congressman and get him on the phone for us?
Can do.
Okay, so here's a plan. We got a plan.
All right. Yeah.
We're coming up on the last break of this hour. Let me do a little directing, if I may. I haven't been able to do that much because we're talking a lot. ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can see that they do a lot of considering of things going on around, and then they write about it. And they're a featured writer at AmmoLand.com, which there's not that many of those people around. And they show up here, and we have these kinds of conversations where we do all of this conspiring against all of these Congress critters who they won't know what's hit them, and that's okay, and we'll have a good laugh after it. Check them out, though, and check them out here, and we'll be right back, and this is Lock and Load.
Okay, if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This has gone by fast because this has been a very spirited conversation. Talking with Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli of Arbalest Quarrel. I need to clarify something. When I was trying to call Ryan, I was trying to call his office direct from the listed numbers on his website. I tried all of his offices that he has, the one he has in Washington, D.C., and all of his Wisconsin offices, and all I got was a message with a option to listen to one of five or six statements, recorded statements on various topics that he had made this statement about, or I can leave a message. So I didn't call the general number.
Okay, well, that number is 202-225-3121. And as I've been saying all along, put it in your favorites on your cell phone and call it every day. It should be a household number. Bill, with your permission again, if I can have about 30 seconds, I've done a lot of talking tonight, and I really would like Roger to talk a little bit about what we were planning on talking about, and that is this article that we recently published on the Obelisk Quarrel on the subject of the Maxim 50 suppressed muzzleloader. We got a call from one of our readers asking if this device was legal in all states. And Roger immediately did a thorough analysis, a legal analysis, of the Maxim 50 suppressed muzzleloader, which is manufactured by Silent Co. And we published it on Obelisk, and then we sent it over to Freddie at Animal Land Shooting Sports News, and they posted it on their site right now, so it's newly posted on Animal Land. Now, what I did, and you know I'm not the most technical guy in the world, but I do know how to Google. And I did recently learn how to cut and paste, and I'm actually even texting now. So
wow,
watch out. But I went on Google, and I did something very simple. I just typed in Maxim 50 suppressor muzzleloader, and I pushed the button enter. And guess what? There are about six listings that come up as top stories on the subject. And Obelisk is one, and Ammoland Shooting Sports News is another.
Right.
And any of your listeners that are interested in this topic of suppressors or silencers can now look at what Ammoland has been featuring all of last week as a most popular listing subject in an article. And now what we have written on Obelisk
now on Ambleland as well. So those who want to learn a lot of technical stuff, and they can, of course, listen to Roger now as well, talk about it. And we're going to do a follow-up article, and we're going to do a follow-up article on Ryan and McConnell and this whole issue that we've been talking about tonight. So, Roger, let me, with all fairness, let you end the program. I'm not going away. I'm here. But I am going to be flying into Barcelona in the midst of a protest for the separation of Spain. The Catalans want to separate from Spain. So this is going to be quite interesting. And I will report to you guys on it from Europe.
All right.
Roger, it's your turn now, and I, Bill, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, by the way, is that part of the Basque Revolution?
Yes.
I guess that's
yes.
been going after.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. It's been going on for a long time, and as you know, our friend Alejandro, who appeared on the program, he's very concerned. He says we're going to have to get out of Barcelona as soon as possible because you cannot defend yourself in Spain, as we know. You're not allowed to have a gun. You're not allowed to defend yourself even with a bat or any kind of device at all. You are subject to just waiting for the police and hoping, for the best. And that's why I'm so vehement about the need for national carry reciprocity. We cannot have one more honest, law-abiding taxpayer and citizen that needed a gun and couldn't have one because they couldn't legally carry it. I hurt or killed. It's unacceptable. And I'm going to hold everyone in Congress accountable. We need to get this thing done now.
All right. With that, let me just add a point. During this last break, Bill, I thought again about what may be a possible motivation on the basis of the inaction of the Republicans on the national handgun carry reciprocity. And I think that it might have something to do with this. We have basically two major pieces of federal legislation, right? We have the National Firearms Act of 1934, which basically imposed taxation and a registration scheme on certain types of firearms, machine guns, which would include submachine guns and selective fire and also short-barreled shotguns and the like. And then we have the Gun Control Act of 1968, and with all the amendments thereafter, like the Brady instant background check, the assault weapons ban that eventually expired, I believe, in 2004. And you have the FOPA amendment. And what I'm thinking is this: the national handgun carry would be the next big piece of legislation. It really wouldn't fall within the NFA 34 Act or the GCA, the 68 Act. It's completely, really different, and it has to do basically with the movement of people carrying a handgun for their self-protection across states. And the question really that comes to mind that I have to wrestle with, and which it really has definite legal ramifications, has to do with the power of Congress to regulate this matter at all. We're only talking about national handgun reciprocity. Why? Because you have certain states like California, like New Jersey, like Hawaii, like New York, Connecticut, and on and on and on, that have incredibly restrictive legislation regarding the use and possession and ownership and transfer of firearms in their respective jurisdiction. And but there are paths between various states right now that would allow reciprocity. And ultimately, that would be the best way to go. When you think about it, Congress controls or regulates
one basic matter, at least one powerful tool they have and authority they have is to regulate interstate commerce, all right? So anything moving into the channels of interstate, things that involve commercial activity affecting interstate commerce. But we're talking basically about the manufacturers themselves who are producing, manufacturing firearms and then shipping them to dealers, for example. It really has nothing to do with the average individual who simply possesses a firearm for their own purpose, whether they're going across state lines or not. You're really not affecting interstate commerce. You're not really affecting a commercial transaction. So that would be my relative concern. But as far as why these Republicans don't want to deal with this is because they realize that this would be a major, major piece of legislation on the order of the National Firearms Act of 34 and the Gun Control Act of 68. So I just wanted to make that point. And I think that that might be one of the reasons that they're very, very reluctant to take this thing up.
Well, now, on that note, we're running out of time. We're about the hour's over.
Sure.
We'll pick up where we left off next week. It'll be me and you, right, Roger? So we will
do
it again. Arbalistquarrel.com. Find them at Ammoland.com. And on Wednesdays, find them right here with me, and we'll be looking forward to our report from Stephen as he gallivants about Europe, jerking his shoulders out of socket. Thank you for joining
me
this evening.
Happy trails to you. Happy trails to you.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.